NATO leaders are agreed to set up a rapid reaction force in Eastern Europe that could be quickly mobilized if an allied country comes under attack.
We agreed to create what I would call a spearhead within our response force, a very high readiness force able to deploy at very short notice. This spearhead will include several thousand land troops ready to deploy within a few days with air, sea, and special forces support, so that we can deal swiftly and firmly with any threat.
The decision was made on the second day of the NATO summit in the Welsh city of Newport. The NATO Secretary General said the new unit would send a clear message to potential aggressors. Rasmussen said the high readiness force would give NATO a continuous presence in Eastern Europe, with allied countries contributing forces on a rotational basis. The force will include land, air, and sea assets with its headquarters in Poland. British Prime Minister David Cameron said his nation is willing to contribute 3,500 personnel to the Rapid Response Force.
The United Kingdom will contribute 3,500 personnel to this multinational force. We must reassure our Eastern European members that we will always uphold our Article 5 commitments to collective self-defense. So we must be able to act more swiftly.
Now, Issa, we've heard President Barack Obama speaking, I believe, in the past half hour. So what exactly did he say?
Well, he came into his press conference full of really aggressive rhetoric. He mentioned that himself and the other of the 28 NATO member states had agreed to deepen sanctions against Russia over the crisis in Ukraine. He said that they have created a rapid reaction force, which will be deployed full of NATO fighters, placed, thousands of them placed just on Russia's border in these so-called operating bases, which will allow them, he said, to respond to any threats, if you will. But this is, it seems to be the case, to allow them to launch any attack on Russia at very short notice. He said, and echoing the words of Anders Fogh Rasmussen, the Secretary General of NATO, that they will be making moves to help countries like Georgia and Montenegro to gain full access to NATO membership. Again, a break of the promise made in 1990 by James Baker, the former US Secretary of State under George H.W. Bush, the first Bush, where he made an explicit promise to the Russian government at the time that NATO would not be expanding, according to the reported quote, even one inch to the east. And we've seen in the last 30 years or 25 years, this hasn't been the case. NATO has expanded. And now these measures announced by Obama and Rasmussen before him are carrying on in that vein. And one can only see this leading to further escalation in tensions. We've seen this week Russia trying to do the opposite, trying to take the heat out of the situation, calling on its allies in the east of the Ukraine to support the peace plan. And we've seen this afternoon that many aspects of that peace plan have now been agreed to between Kiev and the rebels. But yet, here we have NATO doing the exact opposite and, frankly, implementing policies which will only lead one way and lead to a standoff akin to what we saw during the Cold War 20 plus years ago.
Anissa, is there any recognition there in Newport that Russia's interests also need to be taken into account? Because, you know, obviously Russia is concerned about NATO expansionism, etc. Are any of these politicians discussing that?
Unfortunately, one of the things that we've observed at this conference, at this summit, to be very frank with you, it comes across very staged. I mean, none of the journalists here who are affiliated to any of the Western media outlets are even approaching questions which would even raise these kind of issues and would even recognize that, frankly speaking, Russia does have legitimate interests and Russia does have the right to self-defense. All the questions from the journalists are just kind of soft questions which allow officials like Cameron, like Obama, like Rasmussen to simply repeat their talking points. And it's been really disappointing to see that the so-called free press here haven't been holding them to account. And if they don't do it, then these politicians and officials aren't simply going to make those points. And the fact of the matter is that Russia does have legitimate concerns about its own territorial integrity and does have legitimate concerns about its own sovereignty, which, you know, when it looks on each border, it looks to the south, to Georgia, it looks to, from its perspective, the west, to Ukraine. It sees an encroaching of NATO and its allied forces. And so many of the journalists here haven't raised those questions. When some journalists did try to ask questions, they were told that there was a pre-selected list of questions, and they have very carefully vetted those questions put forward by journalists, many of whom belong to the US press corps, who were flown in specifically. So very disappointing to see this kind of basically show put on, and none of the main topics addressed, and none of the main questions which will really get to the meat of issues like Ukraine coming to the fore. And not just the Ukraine, the issue of the Islamic State. Again, there's been absolutely zero mention of the role played by NATO and its allies in the growth of organizations like the Islamic State. To the surprise of many, Jordan's king was here, not as a member state, because Jordan isn't yet a member state, but he was here as a so-called ally or partner of NATO. His country has been a transit point for fighters to go in and join the militants. Turkey, which is a full-on member state, has been a famous transit point. Many of the people traveling from London and other parts of the world to go and join Islamic State and al-Nusra and other groups, they're not flying into Raqqa airport, they're going through Turkey. Again, no mention of that, no even hint of holding these member states to account. So it's been a thoroughly interesting summit on that role, and equally disappointing for many of the journalists here.
Okay, Issa, as always, thanks very much for those. Issa Ali, Press TV's correspondent, who is speaking to us live from the Welsh city of Newport, the venue of that NATO summit.